pitcher, if you will. An individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Born in 1977, the year that Elvis died and went to heaven. My mama worked at nighttime singing cover songs. My daddy was a lawman with the FBI, but for cash money, he'd do deals on the side. Mama said he even killed a man once, never even got caught. They fought like hell. Several years. Ma told Pa to disappear. That's when old Dano came in and threatened my daddy's life. I didn't see him again till I was 12 years old. My mom pointed him out in a record store. I went up and said, "My name's Bobby." He said, "I'm Bobby too." He still didn't know just who I was. I told him I was his eldest son. I could see the teardrops welling up in his eyes. He gave me his phone number and we said goodbye. It was 2 months later that old Bob died, with a needle in his arm, in some hotel room. They say some things in our lives are best forgotten. I say those things make you who you are. So be proud of what you got and where you come from. It's from blood to dust, well, it ain't very far. Next thing I know, I'm 15 years old, playing electric guitar, smoking dope. It was then I dedicated my life to rock and roll. I got a drummer, and I got a band. You probably never heard of us. We were called Stickman. We played all ages shows until the cops ran us out of town. We moved to the big town, chasing a dream. Weren't cool enough to make the scene. We just ended up drinking a lot and getting all strung out. Miles moved to Frisco and wound up dead. Carl got clean, shaved his head. Old Mike Fisher went back home, had a bunch of kids. Me, on the other hand, I had plans of my own. Broken-hearted, sick and alone, I was gonna kill myself, just like my old man. Yeah, something happened, I ain't sure what it was. Best I can figure is the Lord up above, 'cause while I'm sitting here stone cold sober singing these fucked up songs. They say some things in our lives are best forgotten. I say those things that make you who you are. So be proud of what you got and where you come from. It's from blood to dust, well, it ain't very far. No, from blood to dust, well, it ain't very far. I said from blood to dust ain't very far.
Sunglasses, shark skin suits, standing in the broken glass of East Dubuque on a Sunday morning. A Sunday morning. You ramble and you tamble, it's a right good town. Lose your mind till a cane be found. Now your head is burning, your heart is yearning. Jimmy Reed is the king of rock and roll. Jimmy Reed is the king of rock and roll. Yeah. Thank you. down to Ottumwa, up in that room. A light bulb flicking its tongue at you, and the hours passing. The hours passing. Jimmy Reed is the king of rock and roll. Jimmy Reed is the king of rock and roll. Dark sunglasses, shark skin suits, standing in the broken glass of a East Dubuque on a Sunday morning. A Sunday.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst, here. I have got breaking news from the world of Section86.com. Not only do they have great podcasts like It Burns When I Pee, Vertebreaker, and Creative Tragedy, but now they have Howard. No, 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 not Howard Stern. Howard Howard from Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. It's the best in bootleg music, so check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live at flapdaddy.com every Friday, or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
My pocket, try to bring me down to my knees. No peace of mind, all I find is a sucker talking rumors, spread his disease. You want some? You want some? You want some? So come and get it. I see the sun in the sky, but I don't know why it never shines on me. I like to fly, get me high, got another give a sign, five drinks for free. In the grind through the town for my money, got a whole dollar take on me. I'll break it down, I'll
just like me.
You want some? You want some? You want some? So come and get it. You want some? You want some? You want some? So come and get it.
Jobs, I had the graveyard shift. You read the book, I was the one who wrote it. Nobody ever made a fool of you. Nobody ever made you feel the way I do. About me.
There aren't many Chinese guys named Rusty. Guess the name never caught on over there.
To be unkind.
it was the last thing on my mind. I've searched for you for all my lifetime. I love you long as I live. Don't ever take your love from me, dear. Hold me close and please say that you forgive.
Special.
My baby loves me when I'm stoned, as long as I find my way home. No, my baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. Loves her late night calls on the telephone. And my baby loves me when I'm stoned. Oh, she makes me see the picture, and she makes me see red. She puts me on a pedestal and then messes with my head. She don't want me in an office or in a three-piece suit. She'd rather see me in dirty jeans and boots. My baby loves me when I'm stoned, as long as I find my way home. About the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. And loves her late night calls on the telephone. And my baby loves me when I'm stoned. There we go. Every time that we're together, oh, she cuts all the slack. She knows I ain't myself till I knock a couple back. It'll lead your life to ruin, take you to an early grave. At least that's what those people always say. But my baby loves me when I'm stoned, as long as I find my way home. No, my baby, she don't care about the songs I sing or the clothes I wear. Loves her late night calls on the telephone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned. I ain't never gonna leave that girl alone. My baby loves me when I'm stoned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
preacher, marry the preacher. Who do you pray for? Can't you hear it like a train?
Taken from a rather obscure album from the Guess Who, the album's called So Long Bannatyne, and the song I just played was called Pain Train. And I'm not sure why this album was so hard to find, but it was. And I got the album here a while ago, and I recorded it onto a disc just so I could keep it around, but it's a really fantastic album, so check around if you can find it. Like I said, the album's called So Long Bannatyne from the Guess Who, recorded in the early 70s, and the song I just played was Pain Train. How y'all doing tonight? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at flapdaddy.com. I appreciate all you guys who are hanging out in the chat with me or just tuning in while you're browsing around the internet. And as always, my show will be podcasted the following Tuesday every week at section86.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. So we appreciate your support keeping these kind of shows going. Right before that, we heard from Jason Bowen and the Stragglers, the song called When I'm Stoned. Great stuff. And one of the benefits about having your own radio show is you get to play your father's music whenever you want. And I played a song from my dad's band called Roy Fox and the Country Blues, a 45 he put out back in the early 70s, and a song called Please Forgive. Dave Ho, right before that, a song called Nobody from his Outside Looking In album. And check out more from Dave Ho at DaveHo.com. He's just a fantastic slide guitar player, so check out more from Dave Ho, and I think you'll really like it. The band Gunshy, right before that, their song called You Want Some. And we heard Webb Wilder and the Nash Vegans' song called Jimmy Reed, recorded at the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Show here a couple years ago. I recorded off of that. Just fantastic artist, Webb Wilder and the Nash Vegans, as well as Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies. I got to see him a couple years ago with Hank 3, and we played a song from the title song from his album Blood to Dust, and just a fantastic artist, so check out more from Bob at his MySpace also. And I started this set off and the night off with the featured bootleg artist tonight, and that is John Fogerty from his album released last year called Revival. We played the song Long Dark Night, and here pretty quick I'm going to be playing a bootleg set from John Fogerty recorded November 10th of last year at the Music Box at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And I'm going to be playing a small set from this here. It's a two-disc set, and I'm going to be playing about a 40-minute set of it. So it's fantastic sounding bootleg, as always, and just good stuff from the... It's mostly CCR songs and some of the new songs from the new Revival album. So check it out here pretty quick coming up if you want. It's a good, fantastic sounding bootleg. And still to come in the last hour of the show, we have our bootleg MySpace and album review with Jared Morningstar we do every week. This week, we're going to be reviewing the brand new album from Justin Townes Earl called A Good Life, released earlier this year, and a fantastic sounding album, and stick around for that coming up here in the last hour of the show. Don't forget some of the other shows we have here to offer at flapdaddy.com. You have LP Sides Only. He's on every Friday night before my show. From 9 p.m. until midnight time Eastern Time, we have Lefty X playing half sides from vinyl albums. That's right, vinyl albums, and he puts on a fantastic show, so I'm sure you're going to find something on there you like. You also have a show called The Rat with your host Tap Rat. He's on every Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. Central Time. And on Tuesdays, he plays Star Trek series original episodes. And on weekends, he plays a variety of different special events. So check out The Rat with your host, Tap Rat. Monday nights, we have Sportsman and Larry. He's on from 7 until 9 p.m. Central Time also. he wraps up the sports for the weekend, and if he has time in the last hour of the show, he plays some really good music. So check out Sports 1 with Larry every Monday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Central. And also on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, whenever the hell he wants to play, you have Misfits Radio, and he always puts on a fantastic show. He broadcasts from Michigan, and he puts on a lot of local bands and just some fantastic, real country music all the time. So check out Misfits Radio whenever you can find him on flatdata.com, and it's really worth your time. And like I said earlier, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to download this podcast at section86.com every Tuesday, and everybody who's tuning in right now, while you're browsing on the internet or hanging out in the chat room, we certainly appreciate all your support keeping all these shows that I just mentioned earlier going, and that's what it's all about. Well, now that I'm done with all the shameless plugs for flatdata.com here, I'm going to get into the John Fogerty Live bootleg recorded last November at the Music Box at the Borgetta Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Then I'm going to get into a nice little 40-minute set. It's a two-disc bootleg set. I'm going to play about 40 minutes of it. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at flatdaddy.com.
I'm an old song I haven't spoken much about over the years. This is a song that's describes a place I used to go. My parents would take me when I was just 3-4 years old. I learned how to swim in that place. I saw my first polywogs underwater. Man, that was scary. And I actually got to meet the great grandson of Buffalo Bill.
Love can't be back, walking along the middle road.
there is you haven't any luck. Yeah. Here's another new song is on the new album. This is it's a fictional story that's probably true in a lot of cases. It's a song called Creedence Song. Down Cowboy. This was actually the first song I ended up writing for this album. I had worked for probably a month or so and coming up with nothing. And then suddenly this song popped out and it kind of let me know that things are going to be all right. But I should tell you, this song goes way back a little more than 20 years when I first met my darling wife, Julie. And the character in this song is indeed who I was then, but because of her, I am not that fella anymore.
Yeah.
I tell you, these tapers, I go out there and document these shows, man. I wish I had taper credits for this particular bootleg one. I don't have any taper credits for it, and I wish I did, because these guys go out there and kick ass and document these fantastic sounding bootlegs and get them out there for people like us to listen to. And I hope you found something on there you like. That was John Fogerty, recorded live at the Music Box at the Borgetta Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And as you heard, a great set, a lot of CCR music, as well as a few songs from the brand new album released last year called Revival from John Fogerty. And just, like I said, hope you found something on there you like, just a really good sounding bootleg. And hats off to these tapers that go out there and kick ass and document these shows. Still to come on the Bootleg of Sound Radio Show, we have our album review with Jared Morningstar coming up here pretty quick. We're going to be looking at the brand new album from Justin Townes Earl called The Good Life, and it's just a fantastic album, and that'll be coming up here pretty quick. Right now, I want to take a quick minute to thank Andrew over at 86 Productions and Section86.com for putting my Bootleg of Sound Radio Show up for podcast every Tuesday morning following my live Friday night shows here at flapdata.com. I really appreciate all Andrew's help from getting this podcast up and available to people. And check out all the other great podcasts over at Section86.com. You have Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, and one of the best real country podcasts on the planet. That's Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. Blake's pissing on the stuffs of corporate Nashville with every episode, and just released today is episode number 14, and it features an in-the-studio interview with Dave Sasson of the Gin Palace Jesters, and Dave's also with a band called the Three Blue Teardrops. And a nice long interview with Dave at the Get Your Hank On Studios at Blake's house, and just a, like I say, great podcast, It Burns When I Pee. You can also check out all the past episodes of It Burns When I Pee and the Bootleg of Sound Radio Show there at section86.com. They have all the past shows that we've had archived, so you can listen to them right there at their pop-up player, or you can download them to your computer and listen to them when you want to. But we appreciate you guys taking your time to support these shows, and we certainly appreciate that. I'm going to get back into music right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg of Sound Radio right here at flapdaddy.com.
Soup Hawk.
You're ready to boogie? You're ready to boogie? You're ready to boogie? The Incredible Black Oak Arkansas!
Oh,
Hey there, all you crazy bootleg asylum patients. Are you tired of all the pop country music that is being shoved down your throat by corporate Nashville? Do you want to take Big and Rich by the neck and kick him in the nuts? If so, then come over to section86.com and download our show, It Burns When I Pee. Each episode, we have an interview with a different real country music artist. We play some music and have tons of laughs. So get over to the nurse's station and take your meds. Then go to section86.com and download all episodes of It Burns When I Pee. Also, check us out at our MySpace, It Burns When I Pee 86. And remember, everybody, get your hank on.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlapDaddy.com.
Well, if you've been familiar with the show for a while, you know that every week we do a album bootleg MySpace band review with Jared Morningstar. Jared used to do reviews for CDReviews.com, and at times he's on Blake Clayton's at Burns When I Pee doing special features on there. And I'm happy to have him on here every week doing these album reviews. This week we're going to be reviewing the brand new album from Justin Towns Earl, called The Good Life, released us earlier this year. And Jared Morningstar, as always, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
And as always, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I never really paid too much attention to Justin Town Earl. I've heard his name before and never really listened to any of his music, so when you sent me this disc earlier last week, I came upon it really fresh, so, and I found it really to my liking a lot. He kind of defies genres, really. You know, if you look around at all the reviews he's got, he's, you know, the genres he's under is folk music, acoustic blues, country, and whatever this means, pre-war folk music, and then, and then they also wrap that around American Ritz music, so, you know, hard to nail this guy down, but damn good artist nonetheless.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that none of those genres really quite match the type of music that his father makes, Steve Earle, and when Justin Towns Earle started making his music, and to be quite honest with you, I don't know how long he's been out there playing and singing. This is his debut album, but surely he's had to deal with the fact that he's, you know, Steve Earle's son for, you know, as long as he's been out there, as all, you know, the sons and daughters of country music legends and artists have had to deal with, and Justin Towns Earle's no different. Thankfully, as I said before, he's not trying to mimic his father. He's certainly out there doing his own thing, and he has quite a bit of influences, as you said, and those influences span several different styles. One thing I've noticed right away, to stick with the country genre, is that there are probably three or four songs on this record, starting with the title track, The Good Life. Also, What Do You Do When You're Lonesome, Lonesome and You, and even to an extent, Ain't Glad I'm Leaving, songs that remind me of that late 1950s, early 1960s honky-tonk music, reminiscent of, I don't know if I want to say Buck Owens, but certainly almost like a Porter Wagner, Cold Hard Facts of Life type honky-tonk sound, and highly enjoyable. There are not a lot of artists that are out there making that style of honky-tonk music. I know we talk about the Gin Palace Jesters, and they venture into that sometimes, more of the Bakersfield Buck Owens than the Porter Wagner, but still, you know, other than those two artists, I can't think many artists that are out there making this style of sound and making it as well. He has the voice for it, and he goes to several different players on the album. It's not one band that plays with him, but either way, he knows how to write a stylistically solid song in that genre. But he doesn't stop there. He has a fantastic Bruce Springsteen-esque Nebraska / Ghost of Tom Joad type song called Lone Pine Hill, which actually focuses on the Civil War and the era prior to that, which is a really nice story type song. Again, if you're a fan of Springsteen's Nebraska Tom Joad records, then you're going to love that song, or if you're just a pure history buff. Same thing with songs like South Georgia Sugar Babe, Hard Living, that'll remind you a little bit of that Bob, that early Bob Dylan, I don't want to say freewheeling era Bob Dylan folk music, but more along the lines of Bring It All Back Home. And then he even gets a little bit more modern, songs that remind me almost of a Ryan Adams, some of his solo music, songs like Who Am I to Say, Turn Out My Lights, and Far Away in Another Town, the more ballady type stuff, but they're very well done. Mixes in a lot of steel guitar with it. Certainly has that country flavor, even though they're more of a ballad type songs. Good, great Ryan Adams type stuff. The album isn't solid, like one style all the way through, but, you know, I mean, it's not like one of those albums you can look at and say, that's a concept record, or, you know, that album is going for a specific theme. I wouldn't necessarily say that, but, you know, and that's probably the case with a young artist releasing a debut album to be expected. But I'll tell you what, every single song on here is a winner, and that's what's important.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I'm glad that he kind of threw the different genres on there myself, and it gives you quite a look at his influences from the past. You know, if you go to his MySpace page or read it, some of the articles, you know, the influences he's had is, you know, quite eclectic. You know, he goes from Towns Van Zandt, of course, you know, Steve Earle. You know, he's got Patti Smith, Chet Baker, Graham Parsons, and it goes on Johnny Cash, Otis Redding, you know, quite a wide, you know, Lucinda Williams, Tom Waits, you know, just quite a wide variety of styles he's been pulling from. And you were mentioning these other artists that he kind of sounds like, you know, I think the emulation's there, and it's hard to get away from that with any artist these days. You know, there's so much music that's been made, and the fact that he sounds, you know, reminiscent to some of these is, you know, it's hard to get away from.
Oh, you can. I mean, if you, it's always nice that, you know, you can look back and say, oh, that's so original. But the fact is, you know, so many different styles have been covered, and it's hard not to, you know, when you're inspired by an artist musically, it's hard not to, you know, emulate that artist in a way.
Right. It's going to come out in you. you know. Yeah, but the thing about,
and what this record does, I think, if nothing else, it creates almost, you know, almost like a musical biography of who Justin Towns Earl is and who his music inspirations are, his music heroes. And that's what I think makes this album neat, not just because of the different genres, just because every genre he tackles here, he does it very, very well. The kid can write. I mean, he has it in his blood anyway. Steve Earle obviously is a fantastic writer. I actually, and I'm sure others will disagree with me, but I actually think he has a better voice, singing voice, than Steve Earle. And you combine that with the fact that, you know, he plays a lot of the instruments himself on the record, but, you know, between his, you know, his musicianship and the musicianship of his, you know, his fellow players on the record, it creates a really good sounding. It's not just a lyrical album. This is a good music album.
Yeah, the whole album is really good. I'm not really, like, you know, we've talked in the past, lyrics don't mean a whole lot to me. I know they do to you, and they do to most people. To me, I always go for the music first, and the music's there. One of my favorite tracks is on there is What Do You Do When You're Lonesome? And I just like that kind of, I guess, lonesome, honky-tonking blues style of music, and he really nails it on that song.
It's absolutely irresistible, and it's the type of music that, you know, we can dig back into that, you know, that 1950s, 1960s era and look back at, you know, because, you know, the first album we ever did was Porter Wagoner's final album. And that's a style of music that's just, you know, it's irresistible to the classic country fan. And it's nice to hear someone master that sound so well. You know, I've heard a lot of your, you know, your father's music. And while his vocals, you know, aren't nearly the same as Justin's, I mean, that's the type of song I hear, you know, him singing. And I know you agree.
Yeah, it's funny. We talked about that right before we started this review. And, you know, when I was listening to it, there's that song that's, I can't remember the name of it right now. I'll have to go back and look at it. But as I was listening to it, I didn't think that the guy sounded like my dad or my dad sounded like him. I just thought, you know, that's the style my dad was going after at the time.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and if you think back, you know, your dad listening to this record, I know he'd have enjoyed it. I know Porter Wagoner, looking back, would have enjoyed this record. And you can't help but think about, you know, what's happened if once a bunch of the older guys got around.
Right. As far as Porter Wagoner, man, I'm so thankful for Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives for putting that album out with him.
I think we could probably talk in another show or two or three shows about that record. That was, without question, the country album of the year last year.
Right.
And it was nice to see him get a touching tribute like that. One more chance to show the world just what a talent he was.
Yeah.
It was so underrated.
I'm not sure this is the right word for it, but at the end of that Porter Wagoner album, he does that recitation. Is that the word for it?
Yeah, the recitation is, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's just fantastic.
It is. It is fantastic. And while, you know, Justin Earle isn't exactly trying the recitation yet, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be surprising at all if Porter would be a big fan of this record.
Oh, I'm sure he would, and I think a lot of people will. Actually, I'm glad that you sent this album to me, because I never probably would have gave it a listen. Like I said, I've heard of Justin Towns Earle for a while. I've seen him on his name mentioned on a few different boards, and for some reason I just never really took a listen to it at all. So without you have sending this to me, without us doing this album review, I probably would never have given it a try, or I might have been, you know, stumbled across it by accident down the road. But it's really a fantastic album, and I just hope the best for him.
Yeah, I do too. He's not the type of artist that I expect to get the sort of large following that a Hank 3 has out on the road. But at the same time, there's no doubt that this kid's going to get respect, and not just because of his name. Granted, the name will help him get that initial attention that he's received in different areas in the underground world as far as press, but his songwriting and the fact that he's, you know, his blazing his own path will help him gain his own name.
Right. I like the fact that this was produced by Billy Joe Shaver, Sonny Landreth, of all people, and also Steve Poulton. Sonny Landreth is one of my favorite guitar players, and I was really surprised to see his name on there.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show that, you know, this kid's getting some attention, and whether or not it's because of his name or because they've heard and liked this music.
Well, I'm sure it's
whatever it takes. It's going to get his name out there, and people are going to realize there's a lot of substance behind this kid.
Yep, it's a really good album, and I, like I said earlier, I really appreciate you sending it to me. Well, this is about the time we usually pick a song each to play, and as always, I guess I'll let you take the first pick.
Okay. Well, since I'm sure you were going to take a different song, let's. I'll take a hint from a friend here who I know really, really enjoys this song, and I know I enjoy it, and I'm sure a lot of other people will too. Let's go with Lone Pine Hill.
Oh, great song. I like that a lot. Myself, I'm going to pick, well, it's a toss-up between me. I want to play What Do You Think When You're Lonesome, but I also like Ain't Glad I'm Leaving. So I think I'm going to go with, well, I'm going to go with track number 6.
Yeah.
What Do You Do When You're Lonesome? That's just a fantastic song.
Well, it's a good choice. And between, again, you know, as you and I often do, we pick a couple of songs that will give listeners a good, you know, background of the entire record. And between those two songs, you know, it'll show his diversity, his strength in those different styles.
All right, once again, Jared, I appreciate you coming on and doing this album review with me every week. And this album from Justin Town Zero called The Good Life is a really good album, and I appreciate you sending it to me. And next week is my pick, and I guess I have a band I'm going to send you. I've talked to you about them before in the past, called the Texas Rifles.
Oh, yes, I recall that. And I've actually heard a couple of their songs on the show, and I really am impressed with their sound, so I'm already looking forward to it.
Sounds good, Jared. Well, I guess we'll talk to you next Friday night, right about this time.
All right, looking forward to it. Take care.
Now what do you do when you're lonesome? Such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool. Do you hang your head and walk the streets hoping no one sees your face, wishing you were someone else someplace far away? Do you stay out late nights drinking, trying to smile?
Sometimes held up in the middle of the night, shaking like a pistol in a young man's hand there in the pale moonlight. Standing up atop of that lonely hill, sped by the company mine, as my blue-eyed baby with her best dress on in the shadow of a lonely pine. I'll be back before the war when the company came. These hills grew wild and free. Me and baby, we'd hide in the hollers low, away from the cruel sun's heat. But then they knock down the timber and burn off the brush to get to the riches below. And when they pulled out, they left a cold black ground and one pine standing alone. So take me home, a lone pine hill. Now I signed up back in 61, I'm an Army of Virginia man. I've been from Manassas to McConaughey, all the way to Sailor's Creek, fighting for my homeland. I've been 4 years gone and all hope lost in Richmond under siege. And we're digging out five folks waiting in the rain to shed and to bring us to our knees. So take me home, Lone Pine Hill. Well, there's a strange moon hanging overhead tonight. And if the rain keeps coming, then the creek's gonna rise. But with the good Lord's grace, I'll make it out of this place. And I'll be in your arms come the morning light, I swear. God grant me speed, grant me forgiveness, and carry me all through the night. Take me through your hills and over your rivers, away from this awful fight. Cause I ain't never known a man that's ever owned another, and ain't never owned nothing of my own. So after 4 long years, I just can't tell you what the hell I've been fighting for. So take me home,
Yeah, that was a nice example of the different styles that you'll find on this brand new album from Justin Townes Earl called The Good Life. We heard right there was Lone Pine Hill, and right before that we heard What Do You Do When You're Lonesome. Just great stuff. And like I told Jared earlier, if it wasn't for him sending me this album to review, I probably never would have gave it a listen, and I'm glad he sent it to me because it's a really good album, and I just hope the best for this guy. Once again, the album's called The Good Life, and go check that out if you can, from Justin Townes Earl. And right before our review of Jared Moneystar, I played a band from Panam, France called Limit and Other Fucker Band. Actually, they used to be called Limit and the Other Fucker Band, but I think MySpace might have made them change their name, because over the last couple weeks it's been changed to Limit and the Other Fingers Band. But I liked the original better. Anyway, it was Limit and the Other Fucker Band and his version of a Hank Williams song, Lost Highway, and just a fantastic version of that song, and I liked the way he took it and kind of made it his own. And I started the set off with Black Oak Arkansas, a band of mine from the early 70s that I really like. And I played a track from their Raunch and Roll Live, the complete Raunch and Roll Live album that was released here last year. And the track I played was called Movin'. And just a fantastic live band, man. A, you know, hyper boogie band from the early 70s. And nobody was like them before, and nobody's like them after that. And just a fantastic band. I hope you like that. Well, I got about 20 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to keep on rolling. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Woo! Hi there, this is Carmen Lee of Carmen Lee and the Tomorrow River 2, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live here on FlapDaddy.com.
Killed by 19 and a half tons of beef. A man was killed Saturday when 19 and a half tons of beef fell in his car.
Welfare payments to the dead reported.
Flaws in a complicated computer
system.
A man
lit up like light bulb by lightning bolts.
A man struck by a lightning bolt while mowing his lawn.
Radioactive food still surfacing. Investigators have turned up more samples of radioactive food from a school district kitchen.
1979. The year the brain stood still.
Coming to you before it's all over this year on Campaign Chronicle.
First monkey in space may remarry. Miss Baker, the country's first monkey in space, may
firefighter
marry.
Firefighter may sue to wear his earring. City firefighter Richard Ambler says
customer shocked by side order. Velma Evil said when she ordered a hamburger and french fries, she got a fried mouse on the side.
1979. The year the brain stood still.
Thank you.
from their greatest hits album, that is the Whiskey Daredevils, a song called Greasy Box. Good stuff. Go to the Whiskey Daredevils MySpace and check out more from this band. Like I said, a lot of great bands out there on MySpace, and they're definitely one of them. Carmen Lee and Tomorrow River 2 right before that with Jukebox Baby. And if you want to check out more from Carmen Lee, go to her MySpace /Carmen Lee 3. And that particular song there, and the album she sent me, has her dad plays guitar in the Tomorrow River 2. And also we have, let's see, Elliot Abbott on stand-up bass. And like I say, great artist Carmen Lee is, and she's been getting around. She's had a couple of local radio stations do interviews with her and play her music, and she's been getting on some magazines, and it's a lot of internet shows, and she's really getting her music out there a lot, and you know, hats off to her, and I hope good things happen for her. The Texas Rifles right before that with a song called Down That Road, and Brian from the Texas Rifles is going to be on the next podcast. We're going to do an interview with Brian about the DVD release party May 10th, and just like I said, a fantastic band, Texas Rifles, and look forward to that coming up in the next podcast. And I started this last set off with the Pump Jack from their brand new album. The song is called Grain of Salt. And just another, like I said, all these bands, you can find them all easily on MySpace. And, you know, they're really worth checking out. So I hope you found something on there you liked. Well, that's about my show for tonight. I appreciate everybody hanging out in the chat room and listening while you're browsing around the internet. And speaking of chat rooms, Jethro, earlier in the show, I was given information on the John Fogerty bootleg I played. And I didn't have the taper information. And through the wonders of chat rooms, Jethro hopped on there and gave me the taper information. The guy who taped that John Fogerty bootleg, his name, he goes under the name Ed Tier. And again, just a fantastic quality sounding John Fogerty bootleg recorded November 10th of last year. Man, I appreciate Jethro giving me that information. And Jethro himself is a great taper, and he does a lot of video and audio work. And I've seen a lot of his stuff. If you want to check out some from Jethro, go to YouTube and look for Jethro NC, and you'll find some of the fantastic work that he does. And he has a lot of videos up on YouTube. And as well as, I got a bunch of, actually, audio tapes and DVDs that he sent me over the last couple of years. And just a fantastic taper. And I look forward to a Jethro show coming up here pretty soon on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. And also, I think he's going to do a show of his own here on FlapData.com in the future. So look forward to that coming up from Jethro NC. And I appreciate, like I said, everybody hanging out in the chat room tonight and browsing around the internet. As always, this show will be podcasted the following Tuesday after every live show here at FlapData.com at section86.com, 8 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday mornings. The podcast become available, and also there's archive shows on there from the past. There's 7 shows that are archived there right now, so if you can go on there and listen to their pop-up player, or you can download it to your computer and listen to it whenever you have the time. So we appreciate your support keeping these kinds of shows going. Well, I'm going to end the show like I always do with Zane Campbell. He's one of my favorite artists over the last couple of years, and I try to get his music out there as much as possible. So check out more from Zane Campbell at his MySpace if you can. And like I said, I always try to get his music out there as much as I can, and I try to play different songs each podcast. Try to get the wide variety of different styles of music he has out there. He goes from crazy to downright just beautiful, wonderful music. And here's some from Zane Campbell. So I'll talk to you next time. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com. Have a good week, everybody.
All of the signs point in that direction. All the prophets, old Nostradamus, and all the stars agree, the planets are lined up perfectly. Besides, it looks like there's a storm coming up behind us. Better get out of here while we still got the chance to raining, and a good say, please don't go. But maybe you should, if only just to find out what you had here.